At the start of this year's legislative session, legalizing sports gambling in Kansas seemed like a safe bet. The new source of tax dollars enjoys bipartisan support. But so far, the issue has struck out. Lawmakers return this week for the final part of the session and could take another look. Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service looks at the hangups that have tripped up sports betting so far.
Inside the Hollywood Casino in Kansas City, Kansas, sit all the games you'd expect, like blackjack and row after row of flashing, beeping machines. The general manager of the facility, Rick Skinner, has watched the debate over sports gaming. One sticking point is where gamers could place bets. To him, the state's casinos make sense.
I think it would be just another great attraction for the bricks and mortar facilities in the state. Obviously, we're one of four casinos in Kansas, but we have four competitors right across the river.
Sports betting could be a way for the Kansas state-owned casinos to compete with those Missouri gambling halls. Dozens of other states are also looking at the issue. Skinner says there's another thing to consider. Whoever runs the sports book takes on a financial risk. Surprise results can mean big short-term losses. Does the state want to take on that risk?
Tiger Woods winning the Masters was a prime example. That was the biggest one-day loss in sports book golfing, I believe.
Online apps for sports betting and who runs them pose another tricky issue. Penn National Gaming runs the Hollywood Casino in KCK. Jeff Morris, with the company, says if allowed, casinos can compete with illegal online gambling.
If we can't compete with them, people will continue to go to the unregulated market, whereas we have the compliance pieces in place to provide a safe wagering place for our customers.
If lawmakers legalize sports betting, not everyone thinks the casinos should control it. Republican State Representative Francis Awerkamp said earlier this year that the Kansas Lottery should run sports gambling so the state can control the personal data. He's concerned if casinos run it, there could be targeted marketing that leads to problem gambling.
Are we trying to encourage people to gamble more? Do we want them to spend more money in the casinos? Is that a common good? I don't think that's the proper use of personal data.
Morris says casinos take steps to combat problem gaming, and an app would be no different. Sports leagues also want a seat at the table. Major League Baseball says it'll have to spend time and money policing for cheating, so it should get a cut of the revenue. It also wants to block certain types of bets where cheating would be easier. Brian Seely, with MLB, told lawmakers last year that cheating could ruin the image of a sports league.
Anything that gives players an incentive to not perform at their absolute peak is a huge danger to our business and can cost us tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars.
The Kansas Constitution says the state must run any gaming, but that could mean many different things. The lottery could operate it or allow bets through lottery retailers at convenience stores, or the lottery could simply oversee betting run by casinos. The devil is in the details, and the details are proving especially devilish, but time is running out to smooth out the differences.
You know, the casinos have an interest, lottery has an interest, convenience stores would have an interest. Trying to get them all on the same sheet of music just takes time.
That's Republican State Representative John Barker, who chairs the Kansas House Committee considering the issue. He has urged the parties to try to reach an agreement before lawmakers come back, and the groups have been in negotiations. While time is short, sports betting has another high-profile supporter, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly.
I'm hoping that they can come to an agreement on the sports betting. You know, other states are moving ahead with that, and I would really hate for Kansas to be left behind.
The stakes are high for the state. Depending on how sports gambling is set up, Kansas could collect anywhere from a few million dollars in revenue to more than $50 million per year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda at the State House.